From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi security forces close to retaking a key city. Iraqi troops are a step closer to retaking the provincial capital of Ramadi after advancing to the city's center against what's believed to be a few hundred Islamic State fighters who captured the city in May. James Jeffrey, former diplomat to Baghdad, says progress is slow because IS fighters have had time to dig in.
We've seen this on many fronts. You need overwhelming forces, American airstrikes, and an awful lot of time. And, of course, what we've talked about before is I'm not so sure time is on our side.
A spokesman for Iraq's counterterrorism service said the fighting was taking place in neighborhoods surrounding a government complex. Troops are removing roadside bombs as they push forward. U.S.-led coalition warplanes have carried out airstrikes on IS targets nearby. U.S. military spokesman Army Colonel Steve Warren said tough fighting remains.
We're encouraged by this tactical development, which is a continuation of the progress we've seen over the last several weeks. There's still a long way to go before we can declare Ramadi is completely clear.
Final victory would represent the second city to fall to Iraqi security forces this year, with the recapture of Tikrit back in April. IS fighters continue to hold large areas of the country, including the cities of Fallujah and Mosul. A suspected U.S. drone strike overnight Monday reportedly hit al-Shabaab positions in southern Somalia. Local officials say the airstrike killed a number of militants, perhaps even a senior commander. French forces in Mali said Tuesday they killed or captured 10 members of the al-Mourabitoun Islamist group over the weekend, believed to have been behind last month's attack on a luxury hotel in the capital Bamako that killed 19 people. Monday, Mali's government reimposed a nationwide state of emergency. This is VOA News. The top UN human rights official says the Saudi-led military coalition in Yemen appears to be responsible for most of attacks on civilians in the country. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Ra'ad Al Hussein said a Saudi-led air and artillery campaign targeted civilian areas, including hospitals and schools.
I have observed with extreme concern the continuation of heavy shelling from the ground and the air in areas with a high concentration of civilians, as well as the perpetuation of the destruction of civilian infrastructure, in particular hospitals and schools, by all parties to the conflict, although a disproportionate amount appeared to be the result of airstrikes carried out by coalition forces.
He spoke to the Security Council 2 days after a UN-sponsored peace session in Switzerland brought together Iran-backed Shia rebel envoys and those representing the internationally recognized President Abu Mansur Hadi. Those talks, tentatively set to resume next month, ended without an agreement and were marred by repeated ceasefire violations. A new survey of more than 18,000 Arabs in 12 countries shows they're overwhelmingly opposed to Islamic State insurgents. The Arab Center for Research and Policy Studies says it found that 80% of those surveyed expressed negative views about the IS group. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, held by the Taliban in Afghanistan for 5 years, appeared before a military judge Tuesday at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, on charges he deserted and misbehaved before the enemy. Bergdahl deferred entering a plea to the charges that could, if he's convicted, send him to prison for life. Colonel Daniel King is a U.S. Army Forces Command spokesman.
Army Judge Colonel Jeffrey R. Nance has been detailed for all further judicial hearings in this case, and the date for the next scheduled hearing will be January 12, 2016, here on Fort Bragg.
Bergdahl walked off his post in eastern Afghanistan in 2009, was released in May 2014, when President Obama agreed to swap 5 suspected terrorists held at the U.S. prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The U.S. Tuesday imposed sanctions on 34 individuals and entities for previous sanctions evasion and other activities related to Russia's involvement in Ukraine. The sanctions will remain in effect until Russia fully implements its commitments under the Minsk peace agreement. Indian lawmakers voted to lower the age at which a person can be tried as an adult for serious criminal offenses in the wake of anger over the release of one of the attackers in a fatal 2012 gang rape of a woman on a New Delhi bus. Congo's President Denis Sassou Nguesso Tuesday said he wants next year's presidential election moved up following an October constitutional referendum that removed term and age limits. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.